welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life with your host, Shalina. Hello.
Hi, Shirek. How are you?
I'm very, very good. How are you today?
I'm all right. I didn't realize that we were recording already.
Oh, did you expect me to like step out and like go hit the record button? Yeah, we're always recording. This is a podcaster's life. You're always recording.
Oh my God, I'm rolling my eyes at you. Anyway, hi.
Yeah, hello.
Hi. So, yeah.
How's it going?
Yeah, great.
So, what are we going to talk about today?
So today, I think, you know how I like talking about clothes and closets because I do a lot of them, right?
Would never have guessed.
No, never guessed. It seems to have turned out to be my speciality. But anyway, but one of them, the type of clothes is sportswear. And we've never talked about sportswear. So I thought it would be a good time to talk about it.
And it's an interesting thing from like our city when we think of Dubai especially, right? Like we've seen so many drives for these things where the gym culture is very, obviously very popular here, especially considering we live a very, very stationary kind of life. Everything is commuting and cars and not a lot of walking, right? We also have this thing in Dubai where everybody dresses for the part they play, right? So we have mall going outfits and then you obviously have this whole collection of gym outfits.
Yeah, there's sportswear for wearing in the mall and there's sportswear for wearing in the gym. And I have to organize them. And it gets separated into those two categories, like sportswear for like school runs, mall, shopping, supermarket. And, you know, there's proper distinction. And then different types of sportswear for different activities. So there's a specific, say, leggings and tops for running, different ones for the gym.
And then there's also the hikers and the bikers.
The bikers. You rhyme. It's like,
I was
it's like a rapping thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Hikers and a biker.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I mean, can you imagine? We've done 73 episodes.
Yes.
And the sportswear is the reason we felt like rapping.
Yeah. We're like the brown Eminem.
Abort, abort.
Yeah, so I thought I'd talk about that. And the trainers is another thing. So, like, with the gentleman clients.
They're so in now. So I know, because I've seen this happen to me as well, by the way. It's pure, like, it's not peer pressure, but it's just the fact that you see this around you. Because you remember when we were growing up, denims and white trainers were, like, the default thing everybody wore.
And high tops. I had high tops.
And then after a while, at some point, I think in the last, like, I don't know, decade or so, like, this fashion like literally went away. It was like you were looked on as like a geek or somebody. Something was wrong with you. You were living in the 70s if you wore white trainers. Everybody went for more stylish stuff. You were wearing different colors and all that. Yeah. And now the white shoes have just, thanks primarily, I think, to Adidas, like they have made like this massive comeback.
Yeah, Stan Smiths are back. And also, no, like, you know what the other thing is? Because I went to America this year, this summer, and my niece was obsessed with buying a pair of Jordans. The $200 for these high tops. And I remember wearing similar ones when we were kids. Like, but they weren't that expensive then. They were like $30 when we went to America and bought it then. Now they're $200.
Everybody's. I mean, I'm wearing white sneakers right now. Like, it's
I'm
not
wearing
even
silver ones.
Yeah. So they're very in. And so I think, and I've seen so many people I know or I follow who have entire collections of them
now.
Yeah,
so that's the other thing. So it's not just trainers, like for running, or like there's different kinds of trainers for different activities as well. But there's trainers for just having.
For collection purposes.
Collection, yeah. So guys have them in their walk-in closets or in glass boxes or still in the shoe boxes. They will not take it out of the shoe boxes and they get very annoyed with me when I suggest they take it out so they can actually see the shoes. It's blasphemy to say it to them. So there's this whole area of sports wear and sports affiliated kind of clothing, can we call it? It's not that you wear it for sports, it's that you just, it's sports identified clothes. Is that the word for it?
Yeah, I mean, it comes from the sports brands, I suppose, and they have, you can go to the gym in them, but whether you go to the gym with them or not is a different story.
So yeah, so there's all these different types of clothes. So, you know, you've got tops, you've got different types of tops. So you, for the women, it's the kind of like bra tops. Then, which is different from sports bras, there's these crop tops, then there's the short sleeve tops, there's long sleeve tops, and they're different ones for different activities, yoga, running, you know, if it's cold outside, if it's warm outside. And then you've got the leggings and shorts and the trousers, and then you've got hooded tops because you go to air-conditioned places. So there's all this accumulation of stuff and, you know, and there's hairbands and there's bags and there's rackets and balls. So there's all these things that people keep. And then, and socks as well. Oh, so many socks. So you know, you have to go through them. So, you know, for a few people I have as clients, they are proper gym, you know, bunnies, I call them. Like, they're the proper ones who go to the gym regularly, 3 times a week. I admire them because I don't go to the gym ever. And, you know, that's great because they do wear them a lot, but they don't actually declutter them once in a while because some of the fabric starts losing its shape, starts losing it, you know, the material falls apart so that it doesn't work properly. You know, some of these tops, like from Nike and Adidas, they have this technology to keep in the sweat and, you know, to do certain things to help you or let you breathe or, you know, sweat. That starts, stops working after a while. So you need to get rid of these tops or they are don't fit properly and or whatever. So, you know, there has to be every few months you need to go through these items and declutter them. So as always, I always say for all kinds of clothes, you know, go through each section. So go through the trousers, go through the tops and see what fits, what looks good, what you wear. If you don't wear them, then what's the point of keeping them? And with these things, because they've been worn a lot, if they have been, you have to put it in the recycle bin. You can't give it away for donation. Who wants to have your sweaty old gym wear, you know? And underwear, like sports bras, they have to be decluttered unless they're in a good state. And then do the same thing for your trousers. Does it fit? Does it look good? Has the elastic worn out that the trousers are falling down while you're trying to run? Because that does happen as well. So think about that. And with the trainers, you know, are they still good for running? Has the air bits popped? Because if it stops working properly, it can damage your feet. Are they smelly? If they are, get the odor spray that you can get from the supermarket. Or it's time to discard them. You have to put them in the recycle bin and throw them away. Especially if they're toxic, throw it away. You need to put it into that trash bin.
I'd like to imagine, anyway, this is entirely anecdotal, but I think people are a little bit conscious of the fact that they have a lot of clothes and they need to do something about it and, you know, sizes changes and all of that. But I think with sportswear, I think it's just slightly different because I think we don't really pay attention to the fact that, A, we've accumulated them over time. And I'm not talking about the collector sneakers and stuff. I think that's a different interest. But just in the fact that I was like, oh, look, I really like this. I think I could wear it to the gym or I could wear it for some sport or something. And we just keep picking those things up. And when we look at gym stuff or sportswear in our closets, we don't look at them with the same eyes. We might look at something more fashionable or shirts or whatever. Yeah. And we just think like, oh, okay, it's just gym wear. I wear it to the gym. Like, well, I don't need to declutter that. And I think that could be another issue there.
There is. And the other issue is that it's usually in shelves or in drawers. It's not hung up. You know, when would you ever hang them up? So it's the same thing. So you don't see the whole pile until you take it all out and then realize how much you've got. And that's what's happened with a lot of clients, that they've actually taken it out with me and gone, oh, my God. And then they found ones with tags still on them. There's a lot of that you go, you know, lots of people are ordering online now. So that's a big thing. Or you go away. So say, you know, we went to the States and, you know, it's the land of outlet mall. So I didn't buy anything because I knew I've got enough and I don't actually wear it. So why would I buy anything? But my family did go to the big sports shops because it was so much cheaper and bought things from there. And that's what a lot of people do and then don't actually wear it. So you have to think about that. Think about what clothes you've got. And you know, often people buy the same outfits and don't realize they've already bought it before. So it's the same kind of tops from same Nike, same black tops, but they've bought it before, but they forgot because they can't see it. So go through all of it every quarter. If you're, you know, if you go to the gym a lot, do this every quarter. Take it all out, section by section, but take it out, go through it, see what, you know, works and doesn't work. And if you do go to the gym a lot and you're doing it to lose weight, you obviously can't fit into, you can fit into clothes that you couldn't fit into before. And there's some clothes that are too baggy and too big that would be better to go to somebody else to donate to them or to throw away in the recycle bin if it doesn't, you know, if it's not in a good state now. So, think about those kind of things.
And then again, you know, always like to remind our listeners that, like, you know, we have a rule that says buy one, get rid of two.
Yes.
Right? So then that always applies to almost anything and definitely applies to gym wear.
And I always say if you, you know, you could choose anything for the buy one, get rid of two thing. But if we're going to do gym things, let's do it that it is, you know, buy one gym top, get rid of the two items from there, whether it's trainers, it's your leggings, it's your tops. It could be a multiple of things. And always remember, have a bag. So have a paper bag or, you know, one of those kind of like big IKEA bags in your wardrobe. And every time you go into your wardrobe and go into gym wear, every time you wear something and you feel uncomfortable, put it into that bag. So then you'll accumulate the two items easily and quickly as well. And that's it.
Well, as always, Shalene is available by visiting declutterme.com, and you can fill out a contact form as well as on social media. Just look for declutterme. That's DECLUTTRME. And you can visit declutterme.com/podcast to find all of our episodes, links to subscribe and all of that. Because, I mean, you know, you should subscribe.
And leave a comment if you like what you're hearing.
That would be lovely.
Yes, it would be marvelous. Thank you.
All right. Well, we are at episode 74 this week. So that means that we've got episode 75 coming out next
Woo-hoo!
Week. This is quite exciting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see you then.
Bye.